Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 14 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, Wasting Money on Marketing, Why Contact Management is Important. My name is Mark Stevenson. I'm the Director of Marketing for Coldesi.
My name is Mark Vila. I'm Director of Business Development for Coleman & Company. And here we're ready to talk to you about why you need to manage your contacts better and why the money that you spend in your marketing and sales can go wasted if you don't do it correctly.
Right. And let's broaden that a little bit already and say, because a lot of our customers don't actually spend any money or don't think they spend any money on marketing to begin with. But if you rent a table for a trade show, if you have business cards and brochures printed up, if you do anything online, whether it's paying somebody to do it or even investing your own time in it, that's money, that's capital that you're investing in a marketing effort. And we don't want you to waste it. We want to make sure that you get, you know, you get what it's worth.
And we've talked about going to events, networking events, joining Chamber of Commerce, all of those things. So all that, you know, it can be considered part of your marketing budget as well, you know, especially if you go kind of along the everything is marketing, you know, business standpoint. So if you're going to these events and you're meeting people, or you're going to, say, luncheons and you're meeting people, or you're a member of a commerce and you're getting contacts, all of those things, all that can go to waste really quickly.
Yeah, if you're not handling that information properly. And honestly, this was brought up once again. This was inspired by a post on the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook page where someone said that after reading one of the articles that we posted up there, that's one of their biggest problems is not returning emails, not following up on quotes. So we've kind of identified five issues or problems that will cause you to waste money on marketing, and I want to see if you can see yourself in any of these.
All right. Well, go through the list.
Okay, so the first one is just what you said, Mark. You were talking about going to a trade show or a networking event or anywhere where you're there representing your company meeting people. And the point of the event is either to show your goods, to sell them on site, or to exchange business cards. So what happens typically is that you get back to the office or get back to your house after doing an event, and you have a stack of business cards, you don't remember who they are, or you have illegible notes on the back, and your approach to follow-up is just hoping that one of them calls because it seemed like they were interested.
Yeah, and what can often happen is some people just might keep it simple where they're at a farmer's market or they're at a sports event or a school event and they've got maybe just a little sign-up list.
Right.
And that piece of paper, the corners get bent and it gets folded in half and it goes into a notebook, maybe a spiral-bound notebook even, and then it's gone forever.
Or wait, I'm going to actually do a little test here. I'm going to go into my desk.
All right, let's see what you got.
And I've got, I don't know, there's a stack of at least 27 business cards here in a rubber band from a couple of trade shows past. Okay, and that's a lack of discipline. Those people, those customers that handed me their card that were potentially interested in doing business, some of them actually have notes on the back. I'm looking at one now. Those people, you know, probably never heard from me again. I don't know. So that was really a waste of my time. It was a waste of their time and a waste of the money it took to do that.
And the other thing is that they probably do not have a good contact management system as well, which means that you've both lost each other. So now you went to this event, whatever it was, and both of you are back in day-to-day business. And, you know, Betty is saying, I met this great guy named John. I think his name was John.
Right.
Maybe it was Robert.
Remember we saw that thing?
Yeah. And then Robert or John, whatever his name was like, I met a young woman. It was It was a B. And let me check my email.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that gets lost, or the business card gets lost, or the notes are. You don't remember which one of these people you spoke to. So managing that information at the event, but also when you get back, is extremely important.
That, and when we say event, let's just recap really quick, because we're not talking about a big show or anything like that necessarily. We're talking about any time that you're in a place where you exchange business cards or talk to people about your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Now, number two, this is the one that someone specifically mentioned on the Facebook group, is email inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that you're going to sit down one day and remember, because there's a note on your desk or something reminded you that you were supposed to send a quote to somebody last week. And it's the same kind of situation that Mark mentioned. You know, I remember somebody that I was supposed to quote, or they asked me for information and I never got back to them. But I don't remember what their name is.
Yeah.
Or when they actually emailed.
Yeah, it was either Tuesday or Thursday, because it was right before my son's baseball practice, and those are Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
So let me go through my phone and go through all my emails from Tuesday and Thursday, but maybe it was Wednesday because I was just thinking about baseball practice.
If you raise your hand if that's never happened to you.
Yeah.
And all of you that have your hands raised right now are liars. You really are, because it happens to everybody. I mean, even me, I'm a devotee. I use contact management software, and I have for a long time. I still don't do it perfectly every time.
Yeah.
So I'm still searching through the Outlook inbox every once in a while, or my Gmail inbox every once in a while, looking for that email inquiry. And just like Mark said again, you're right a lot today.
No, I don't know why.
It must be the Wheaties.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Having a breakfast.
Yeah, it's the customer's time too that you're wasting. It's not just your marketing money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the customer may have stumbled upon your website or had your business card on their desk and sent you an email, I need 15 shirts by Tuesday, and it's Wednesday before you remember they did that.
Yeah, and they also, you might have been the only person that they've called, which is, I mean, that's the golden egg right there that you want, is that you're the only person they called, and then if you let them down, now they almost could blame you.
It's actually worse if they remember you and you didn't get back to them.
Yeah.
Because then what's going to happen is they're going to go to church on Sunday, and there's going to be a youth mission being planned, and somebody needs 50 shirts for the kids, and someone else is going to bring up your name and say, don't bother.
Yeah.
Because they never get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what happens.
And I've said similar things.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And I've had it said to me. And then that leads right into the next one, I think, which is phone calls, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So it's the same thing, really, is that you get a phone call, somebody asks you for something, and that's almost worse because you might not have written anything about that. There's no notes. At least in the email, you've got a little bit of notes or a name to search. In the phone call, it might just be a caller ID. I think it was 772.
Or, you know, which would be the same thing as not having notes, is I'm looking at my notepad for our podcast right now. I cannot read every third word because I have terrible handwriting. So if you have anybody else in your office that you work with, you know, again, this is a hole in the bucket, hole in the bottom of the bucket. You keep filling up the top with potential customers, and the ones that come in are leaking out the bottom at the same time.
And if you and I were to be running an apparel company together.
Yes.
So on Monday morning, someone calls up, asks about something, and you just have it scratched on a notepad. Then you have a lunch meeting. So you grab your notepad and you go. And then during that lunchtime, I come in and the person calls up, and then,
where's my quote?
Yeah. Where, and what, well, who did you talk to? I talked to Mark. Well, yeah, that's my name. You know, no,
right.
It was another guy named Mark.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, both of us are named Mark. Yeah. So, but however, if we've got some software, if we've got something, if we have something to manage that.
Right. But, I mean, before we get to that, just once again, put yourself in that person's place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have consumed your marketing. You have spent money finding them. You know, I don't know how many phone calls you guys get on a monthly basis out there in podcast land, but here at Cold Estian, I know at Coleman and Company, every phone call that comes in is vital for us to maintain and grow our business. Everyone is important, and we've spent a lot of money to make that phone ring. So if phone calls aren't free, it's part of your marketing effort. They're responding to you in some way. You should have a methodology for keeping track of that and making sure you follow up. And then I would say the other thing that I've seen anecdotal evidence of, you know, we've talked to people on Facebook and on Twitter and just starting to on Instagram. By the way, if you are an Instagrammer,
yeah.
look us up. Coldessie_ is our Instagram handle. It's not good yet. I'm still figuring it out, but there it is. But if you've actually done a quote, if you've actually done a proposal, well, I mean, let's put it this way. How often have you tried to get a contractor to do something at your house and they do a quote for you for the work and then you never hear from them again?
I know we've spoken about that before on this podcast.
Because it's a pet peeve.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I'm trying to give you money. Take it, please.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to give you money. And that's a huge thing. When people are trying to buy shirts from you because they've heard you're good, they know you do good work, all of these things. The thing is that apparel decorators can fall into the same exact traps that, you know, plumbers and contractors and concrete and all these folks do, where if you're a small business and it's you and one other person, or you and your husband or wife or daughter or son, and it's a small business where you maybe only have a handful of employees, your time weeds out really thin.
Yes.
And if you don't organize it, you're going to lose the people who just wanted to give you money. They know you did good work.
Right.
And they want to give you money and you forget about them.
I guarantee if you've been open for more than a year, then last year you did 10 quotes, either by phone or by email, and never followed up on them. That's business that maybe if you would have picked up the phone or kept track of it, that, you know, quotes aren't easy. Unless you're using like a Deco Network style software to run your business, then quotes, you're probably typing it up in Word, or you're spending time getting pricing on blanks, on the right blanks, and trying to calculate how much you should charge for the shirt. That's usually the way it works. So you've spent the time and you've sent it off there, and just, if they're really interested, they'll call me back.
Yeah.
That is just a waste of marketing dollars,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. And what else do you have there?
The last one that I've got, the problem number five is that repeat job,
mm-hmm,
and those repeat customers. So, for example, let's say it's the holiday season right now. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Let's say that there's a company that does a big, or Halloween. Let's say there's a company that does a big Halloween party, which Coldessie and Coleman & Company typically do. And they want T-shirts printed up for everybody to wear on Halloween. Do you think they're going to do that next year? They probably are.
Mm-hmm.
And unless the guy that ordered the shirts from you is your best friend, they're probably going to start looking for shirts again from scratch next year.
Yeah, or the other thing is they do remember you, and you're on their whiteboard or on their notepad to call about the shirts.
Yes.
And now it's 8 days before the event. Oh, I got to call about the
shirts.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot. And then they call you. What if you would have called them like 2 weeks before?
Right. You wouldn't be calling Coleman & Company at 5 o'clock on Friday going, you know, please, God, can you get me some white ink by Saturday morning so I can finish this order? These people are having a party on Monday.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
That happens.
It happens every single day.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, that's the first thing we have to say, is it happens every single day that somebody calls up and they need a certain color of rhinestones or some ink or some pre-treat or something to that effect overnighted to them because their customer just called them up and they need it by Monday.
Yes.
I've got to get these delivered to Chicago by Friday. How quick can you get me those stones? And you can prevent some of that.
What if there was a place? Imagine, close your eyes and imagine.
Are driving.
What if, still, I don't care.
Okay.
Do
okay.
It. What if there was a place where you could easily put in all of your customers' information, that you could attach it to your email so it would track their emails? If you could schedule follow-ups, if you could keep quotes that you sent to that customer and any notes that you've ever taken or anyone in your business has taken about that customer, do you think you would be able to magically solve those five problems that we just went through?
Yeah, what kind of world do you think we live in?
I don't know. It's almost like If there was a software application that could be right on your computer that you do everything else on, that or on your phone, that you could keep track of that stuff. It's almost like if that existed, it would solve all those problems.
I would do it. I would do it. But you know what? I don't have a ton of money.
Okay, so what if it was free? I feel like I'm doing an infomercial.
Yeah, right I know. Now. Well, that's what it's that's great. The fun. That's
yeah,
the fun part
absolutely.
Of this. So for one, so I guess we're talking about CRM software.
Right. And I put contact management, like, so the title of this is Wasting Money on Marketing, Why Contact Management is Important. Because that's what came first.
Mm-hmm,
they used to call it contact management software because you were managing your contacts. Now, CRM stands for customer resource management.
Or customer relationship management.
Which is
a
little bit more advanced term, but it does exactly the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's what's awesome about this stuff is, you know, as we mentioned, where I had kind of said, you know, the don't have a lot of money. There's some really expensive ones out there that can be customized for a massive sized business.
Right.
And there's ones out there that are literally free up to till you grow.
Yes.
Because they want to get you in while you're really small, and then you grow, and then you grow to a certain point, and they say, okay, now it's time for the paid version.
And that's what we use at ColdEssy and Coleman & Companies. We use an application like that. But for those of you who are computer savvy, you've probably heard of Salesforce, for example, or Microsoft CRM.
And if you own a business, you've probably gotten ads.
Absolutely. I know you have.
Yeah, you've seen ads on Facebook or YouTube or just browsing the web for one of those because they're going to target business owners. However, if you've ever contacted them and they told you the 5 and 6 figure prices of some of those, you said, well, that's not me.
Right.
You know, that's not me. So there's plenty of others out there. So, well, first, I guess let's define it a little bit more in detail maybe, then go into some of them. But customer relationship management software is what you said. So it allows you to organize all of your contacts in one place.
Yes.
Like the contacts in your phone, except it's in a sales platform. It allows you to make notes on all of those people.
Yes.
Most of them allow you to email back and forth, even through the software. You know, using your Gmail or whatever you have. You can save quotes in
yes.
them that you've done. You can set follow-ups.
Yeah, and that's my favorite. You can do tasks and things
you can
like
do
that.
Tasks, reminders. You can get the reminders emailed to you or pop up on your phone.
Yep, so let me walk you through. Here's the process. Here's the way you would use it. And this is the way we use it at ColdEssy. If an inquiry comes in, we call that a lead. And it can come in because somebody filled out a form on a website, they called us, they emailed us directly, or we met them at a trade show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the ways kind of leads come in. And once that happens, then you can either manually like open up a screen that says new contact or new lead and type in the customer information. If it's a phone call, then what our salespeople do is they will actually open up a lead or a contact form, and they will type in the information, no handwritten notes. They'll type in the information and ask you questions about yourself and what you want to accomplish. After that, they will maybe send you a quote or send you an email that's all attached into that CRM software, and they'll schedule the next time that they're supposed to contact you and what that's about. So when they come in the morning, what they get is a list of things that they're supposed to do. Because a week ago, they quoted somebody on a job, and it's time to follow up. 2 weeks ago, somebody said to, I'd like to talk to you in 2 weeks, so it's time to follow up. And last year, somebody, you know, for example, might have ordered their Halloween t-shirts today, last year, so it's in there to follow up. And then you can open up the whole thing on a calendar, so you can see exactly what you're supposed to do that day, that week, that month.
Yeah, so we can say that, Maria owns a restaurant, and she calls you up, and she's asking you about some t-shirts and some hats that she wants to order, because not only does she sell them at a restaurant, but her employees wear them.
Yes.
And they've got some sort of a big fall festival that they do. And she just says, can you quote me on this? Tell me, what do I need? So what you would do is, is you're on the phone with her, you're in front of your computer, your tablet, whatever you've got, you open up your CRM software, and you type in the name of a restaurant, her name, hey, what's your phone number there, okay, what email can I send this to, you email all of these things. Now, you might be really busy today, and you might not be able to get her that quote until the evening. So you say, hey, Maria, I'm slammed with something. I got a meeting here, and a job there. What I'm going to do is I'll get you this by the morning. Is that fine? She says, no problem. I'm not going to order them for 2 weeks anyway. I just have this a task to get a quote.
Yes.
And this way I can call you up when I'm ready and I've got the funds and we finalize the artwork. Right? So now you've typed it all in. So you can make a note for yourself that at a certain time, reminder to make the quote. You send the quote out to her via email. And then you know she said she's going to have the art and everything ready in 2 weeks. So you set the follow-up to call Maria maybe in 10 days or 2 weeks, whatever time frame you think is right, to call her up and follow up with the quote or email her and say, hey, you said 2 weeks, it's been 13 days. Are you still on schedule?
Yes.
And she's going to love you for that.
She will, because you're helping her get something done.
Yeah.
And you could also ask the question, is this something that you do every year?
Yeah.
And if it is, then you can set next year's follow-up. How was this? You know, is this timing good for you? You know, was the pricing good for you? And you can set it for next year.
And you can make plenty of notes in there about the phone call that you
right.
took. So if she also says, I'm really busy tonight, so that's fine. I won't be able to look at it tomorrow anyway because my daughter has her softball game
today.
Oh,
yeah, that's perfect.
So now you write that down because
right.
then you can say, hey, and by the way, like, you know, after you do this job, she loves it. I love the shirts and hats. The event went awesome.
Yes.
Your work really helped me out. Then you could say to her, well, I know you mentioned your daughter was in softball. I remember
yeah.
that. I do jerseys and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
And maybe you've got another piece of business there because you took a note that you would have forgotten about otherwise.
That's absolutely true. And here's the one important thing that I like about using CRM software is that when you assign yourself a task, you can usually decide whether or not you want it to just pop up on your screen when your CRM is open, which should be all the time, or to email you that it's time to do that task.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because you're not going to someplace passively to say, what do I have to do today? Necessarily, you can also have it actively push something at you saying, you know, this is what you're supposed to do today.
Yeah, yeah. And that's huge. I use it all the time, and I find that on a weekly basis, a task pops up reminding me to do something that I've forgotten about.
We actually had a meeting here at Coldesi. We share a lot of marketing materials, and we do projects together with Coleman & Company all the time. And we actually had a meeting between all of us to schedule all this stuff out in a contact management kind of application of when we're doing a podcast, when we're doing emails, you know, when we're calling back customers, you know, all that stuff is scheduled for us as well. So we're doing this because we actually use it all the time.
Yeah, we do it. And it's something that I was introduced, you know, years ago when I worked in banking. So where I worked for a company that had tons of money and when this software wasn't readily available, but they custom built this type of thing. And we had a banking customer call in. And they would say, have you called us before about applying for a credit card? Yes, I have. Then I could look them up. You know, so the scenario that we run into with something like this is you can do this now as a small business owner. And it doesn't have to, I mean, something really, really good, something great can cost you $20 or less a month.
Right.
For a paid version. So the scenario where you and I ran an apparel business together and somebody called in, and you talked to him about making a quote, you put the note in our CRM, then you took your notepad, you went to your lunch meeting, I came in, the customer calls back and says, hey, I wanted to add hats as well. I spoke with Mark earlier. Okay, what's your name? I could look him right up.
Pull it right up,
I see Mark's notes. You know, I see Mark even noted that their daughter had a softball game, and if that relates to me, I can mention it as well. You know, so, and then I can add that to the quote request. So when Mark goes to do it tonight, his reminder not only has to do the 25 shirts, but it also has to do the 25 hats that got added on. And Mark and I never even had to have a conversation about it.
And here's what I want to say, because I know that most of the folks out there are probably thinking, I don't have time for that. I've got like 9 things to do. I'm running my embroidery machine. I got the phone on my shoulder while I do graphics and I create invoices and all that stuff. I really don't have time to open up a contact management software and type stuff in and keep track of all this stuff. And I have to tell you that just because you print a beautiful shirt or do an amazing job on embroidery does not mean you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's probably a very small part of your success or failure, whether or not you produce great work. It's actually how you handle your customers, how you treat your customers, and how you follow up that is going to make a huge impact on the success of your business.
Yeah, and because in my experience, if somebody talks to you about wanting to buy from you, and you say, okay, great, I'll get you a quote by then, you know, this time, and you deliver it, and then you say, when should I follow up with you? And they say, about 2 weeks. If somebody is going to be upset with you for calling them or bothering it, because, you know, there's the philosophy of, well, if they're interested, they'll call me back.
It's terrible.
Yeah. If somebody calls you up and they're bothered by you following up, they were going to, you know, I was telling this to a salesperson yesterday, that person was going to be a jerk anyway.
Right.
If they're a jerk to you about following up with them or calling them up next year, say, hey, do you have that event? They were probably a jerk anyway.
Yes.
And they were, no matter
what. It's not your fault.
Yeah, no matter what you did, they were going to be a jerk. So, and also, 99% of people are going to be not only nice about it, but grateful that you called to remind her. And you're going to get the business because they didn't have to shop around. They remembered who you were. You know, how many times have you ordered something a year ago and you don't remember where you got it from? No matter what it is.
All the time.
Even if it's just a shirt.
Yes.
You know, a plain shirt that you bought at the mall. What store did I get? I don't remember, but I really like that Christmas sweater.
Honestly, I'd settle for going to a trade show or an event, which I do on a pretty regular basis, and going around and talking to people about equipment or software or something like that, collecting business cards, and I never hear again from any of them. Not only did they spend thousands of dollars to exhibit at a show or, you know, even a couple of $100 to rent a table at a flea market on the weekends, not only did they do that, but I spent my time looking at it. And it really drives me crazy when people let opportunities fall through the cracks, when they waste their money on marketing, whether or not it's, you know, they don't follow up off after a show, I send them an email and they don't respond, mm-hmm. I call them, I take the trouble to pick up the phone and call somebody to talk to them about something, and I never hear back. Or they do a quote for me and I never hear from them again.
Well, there's a for anybody who's skeptical about this concept or maybe think that it might not work for them or they're too busy, you know, I'm gonna challenge you to do a social experiment and pick a random city not near you where you don't know anybody and call up and say, hey, I'm traveling to your area. I have a traveling event that I do. I'm gonna need 50 shirts. With you know, whatever it might be, just think of a nice simple order and call up printers or embroiderers or whoever you have, call up 5 of them and just ask for a quote, and then put your stuff away, and then a week later see how many, and tell them, say, hey, I'm going to be ready to order them in a week later. Do 2 things. See if you can remember what places you even called.
Yes.
And then how many of them got you the quote and how many of them followed up a week later, even when you said, say, call me in a week.
Right.
Say those
words.
They won't. So if you do 10, if you get 6 quotes and 1 follow-up, I would be surprised.
You may get 6 quotes, but I guarantee 2 of them will be wrong because they weren't taking notes properly while they were talking.
Yeah, so seriously do that. And then what you can find out is, you're going to be surprised on just how bad the customer service can be across the board, you know, with a lot of small business owners, period. It doesn't matter what business they're in. And how you can so easily and for almost nothing be the best at it.
Absolutely.
Or one of the best.
And remember, you spend money or time or your effort to make the phone ring, to make an email come in, or to collect somebody's business card that might be interested. So that's an investment. Please take good care of that investment and make sure that you're using a CRM to keep track, that you're following up properly, and you're doing everything not only that the customer expects, but that will make you money by getting that deal.
Yeah, you will. If you get a CRM, within 60 days, you will have gotten some business that you would have not gotten before.
If you use it.
If you use it.
Right.
Within, and maybe even within 30, but let's assume that there's a little bit of a sales cycle.
Right.
Within 60 days, guaranteed. So I think we should name a few CRMs.
I was just thinking, let's name some ones first that you can sign up for free to start off with.
Sure, sure. So let me see here. I think, not 100% sure on all of them, but Zoho CRM.
You have a free.
VTiger.
Right.
Base. So.
Insightly.
So all of those for sure have some sort of a free program or an initial free. There's also Sugar.
Yep. Sugar CRM.
Capsule is another one. So those are a handful to name. None of these people advertise with us. We don't make any.
It's not a recommendation.
Yeah, they're not recommendations. These are just names of ones that are out there that have been in business long enough to say that they've got a product that works.
And aren't geared necessarily exclusively towards a big enterprise. Like I would say Salesforce, is a great CRM, but it's really geared towards a bigger organization.
Sure. They want you to pay for a year up front. To program it, to get it to work for you is a little bit cumbersome. It usually requires some help that you would pay for. But if you got something like VTiger or Insightly or Zoho or Base or one of these, most of them have a standard platform. But what's also cool about it is you can customize these pretty easily.
Yes.
You watch a how-to video and it tells you how to add a new field. So what does that mean? Well, you could put in specifically what are they interested in, and you could list a whole bunch of products you sell. So they're in and check them off. They're interested in hats, hoodies, T-shirts, tote bags. So you could list. You can also list where you met them, and you could have that be a drop down. Networking event, inbound phone call, email.
And what's great about that is if you decide to run a sale on embroidered caps, you could look at everyone that you've talked to for the past 6 months about embroidered caps, and send them an email.
Yeah, and then the best part about it all from the geek marketing nerd, that I have inside me is that at the end of 6 months or a year, however it is, these all have automated reports. So you can look at a little report if you really want to step your business to the next level.
Yes, if you
want to
get into it, absolutely.
You can open up a report and you can say, this was the time where look at all the dates of the quotes that you made and look at it on a chart and say, I always thought the summer was my busiest time. It felt the busiest, but in fact, the fall is when I send out the most quotes.
Right.
Or whatever stats you can look up, where you got most of your customers from. And also, these softwares allow you to track what people purchased and what people didn't and why they didn't purchase. So you can do can make it really.
It can be as simple and basic as you want.
Yeah.
Or as advanced and informative as you want.
Yeah. It could literally just be names and phone numbers with notes.
Yes.
All the way to, full analysis of your business. And what's great about it is as your business grows, you can make the decision as your business owner how deep you want to get into that.
Exactly.
And grow with it. So most all of these, not only do they allow you to start really, really, really small, but they allow you to grow to like a big enterprise type of solution that you can do all these fancy things that you would never dream of doing today.
So before we sign off.
Sure.
I just like to say I've used two on this list. And that's Zoho CRM, ZOHOCRM.com. And I quite enjoy it. We're using that currently. It's easily customizable, and you can start for either cheap or free.
Yeah.
I've also used Insightly, and that's Insightly. And I used Insightly because it looks great on my phone. It will also work with Apple Macintosh products, and it was free also. So I've used those two, and Mark mentioned VTiger, and that's the letter V.
Yeah, V and then tiger, like the animal. I've used that one. I've programmed, an entire VTiger from scratch before, where we really wanted some very specific things. I've used a base before, which I found was a nice and simple and cool one to use. And I've used Zoho. And the other ones I've looked into. in the past when deciding with another business that I was with which one we were going to use. And I just found that all of them generally have a free trial. All of them will offer you a nice free demo. If you want to talk, if you actually want to talk to somebody, most of them will offer you that, or where you can schedule where they'll show you how it works, or there's a bunch of videos on their website or YouTube. So there's a lot of great information out there on which one is going to be the easiest for you to use, how to use it, and you don't have to be scared because anything that you do in your computer now is going to be just as easy or just as hard. I mean,
That's right. It's just a matter of what interfaces, you know, looks better or what words they use to describe different things. But any of the software applications, any of the CRM softwares we've talked about so far, and most of them that you'll find online just doing your own research, are all going to be good for improving your business in the ways that we've talked about.
Yeah, and I think that as an apparel business, as a small business owner, as you know, you're in an industry that is, you know, it's a competitive industry. You might be small enough where you are taking the orders and doing the work. And this is something that is true. This is one of those little, not a secret really,
right?
But you know, I'm referring to that as this
most entrepreneurs don't do
most
it.
Most entrepreneurs don't do it. So if you're an entrepreneur and you do this, it's going to be a secret to success that if you do that social experiment and call 10 businesses and get quotes, probably zero are going to be doing it. Maybe one,
right.
And that's how you are going to be better than all of those other people. And that's how you are going to succeed.
You can stand out. And that brings me back to the title of the episode 14 here of the podcast, Wasting Money on Marketing, Why Contact Management is Important. I think we've made a pretty good case.
Yeah, I think so too. And we'd love to hear stories. You go on the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. If you've signed up for something, tell us what you did and why. And if it's done something for you, you know, or ask questions. Of course, you can go on there and ask us questions about this stuff. So I'm happy to offer any advice I can on it.
And I'm thinking I may even do like a little video tour of a CRM software and put it on the Facebook group for anybody that signs up. You may get notified of that.
Okay.
Do it.
Awesome.
All right. So that's been Wasting Money on Marketing, Why Contact Management is Important. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And I'm Mark Vila. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.